Every day the sun's rays change thousands of tons of liquid water into water vapor. And this water vapor mingles with the air and is carried along by the wind. While it remains in the form of vapor, however, we cannot see it because it is quite colorless and transparent. The air near the surface of the earth is warmer than that which is higher up. So when the water vapor rises very high above the ground, it is cooled. We have learned that when water vapor is cooled, it is condensed. So the water vapor is first changed into those very tiny specks of liquid water, which have been called water dust, and appears as clouds, and these, then, specks of water, join together to form drops of rain. You must at one time or another have tasted drops of rain as they blew against your face, and so you know that the rainwater is fresh water, but the water of the sea, from which that rain came, is quite salty. How is it that raindrops of fresh water can come from the salt sea? In last lesson, you were told that salt water can be made fresh by distilling it. Now rainwater is really distilled water. If you boil salt water in a small saucepan until the water has all passed away as steam, the salt that was dissolved in it will all be left behind as a white crust on the bottom of the saucepan. In exactly the same way, the heat of the sun turns the water of the sea into vapor, but not the salt that is dissolved in it. So when this vapor is changed back into water again, it forms pure fresh water.